Blog Talk Radio.
Call me Frank, and we're going on another Friday night here on the Foodie Radio, where we never know what's going to happen. That was the Moonshine Bandits, our lead-in show with the Dead Man's Hand, which is an appropriate song for tonight's guest. If you've been following us on Facebook, you notice that our first guest this evening is a psychic medium. His name is Patrick Betters. And Patrick has over 28 years as a medium. And when he contacted me, he's actually a chef, too. And we'll talk about this in a little while when he joins us. But he told me as a chef, he had to stop being a chef because dead people kept visiting his kitchen. So we have Patrick Betters joining us as our first guest. And then second guest is our good friend, Amy Burris. Amy is a lawyer. She's a barbecue addict and a chili champion, kind of jack of all trades. And she's got a YouTube channel where she teaches people. And Amy will be joining us as our second guest this evening. My two co-hosts have not showed up yet. My first co-host, as you know, John Dilly from DEF CON Sauces. He's in New York, and he's supposed to be calling in. He called the wrong number, so I think he's drunk, but he should be calling in shortly. He's in New York at the hot sauce show there in New York that they have once a year, and he's living it up. He's got a booth there, and when he called in, he sounded like he was like three or four sheets to the wind. So hopefully he'll be calling in. And then Ariane, the bartender, she's probably drunk too. She's at the bar, and she'll be calling in. But hang on a second. I do believe we do have Mr. John Dilly calling in from the New York Hot Sauce Show. Let's see here. Let me push this button. And, hey, John, did you figure out how to call in?
I figured it out. There's only 10 digits to call the number. I never knew this. It must be because Maggie's driving through the Holland Tunnel. And right now, we just got off the turnpike. This is freaking awesome. I am here before your co-host.
Yes, I'm glad you could make it. Look, you called the wrong number at first, so have you had a few to drink there, John?
No, I had many. I had many beers to drink, and I'm very happy to be part of the show. The co-host, she may be sweeter than pie, but maybe that's why her first name ends with an A and that last name ends with an F. She pulls a C out because she didn't.
Yeah.
That's the average. But anyway, boy, how you doing, Frank?
I'm all right. It's not the first time a woman has showed me up and not shown up for a date. So I don't know what happened to her, but
I know what happened. Look at you. I mean, that's what happened. I just...
All right. So tell me what's going on at the New York Hot Sauce Show.
Oh man, I'll tell you what. That was a great night. A great day actually. We were setting up for the 5th annual NYC Hot Sauce Expo at the Brooklyn Expo Center, right on Franklin Avenue. It's going on tomorrow and Sunday, 10 to 6 both days. Set up today. It was great. Nothing like seeing a bunch of old faces and stuff like that doing the hot sauce thing. And it's the show of shows around here in the tri-state area. It's the biggest of the big. And, for the last 3 years, they have the Screaming Meanie Awards, which are very, very, held very high esteem in the industry real quick. And for the last 3 years, we've won first place. But for the last 2 years, we've taken not only first, but second and third. So we've swept for 2 years. And we're going to find out what happens tomorrow.
Is there anybody, anybody else in the competition? Is that why you won first, second, and third?
We didn't. We only killed about half of them. We told them to step onto the plastic first. We didn't want to get the rug dirty. But no, there's people. There's plenty.
Oh,
and actually, this year, out of the 4 years we've been doing this, this year there's a lot of competition. People are really stepping up to the plate. I've got DEF CON itself has a huge target on their back because we have been reigning supreme for the last 4 years. And we shall see what happens. I mean, it's the 5th annual. Let's see what happens. And whatever happens,
happens. Now, are you able to announce your new product yet, or is that still top secret?
You're right. No, I can't announce that because we had a couple of people, manufacturers themselves, all stop by today, wonder what it is. We've had the heifer jerky, which is our beef jerky. We've had that out for some time now, and it's done very well. We've actually had it's our fourth run in the last 6 months of this stuff, so it's obviously doing quite well. Today, we unveiled, a few of my friends have had prototypes of this, and they all liked it. It's called the Stinky Pig. It's a pork jerky made with garlic. Well, Stinky Pig pretty much fits. And it's really cool. It's a thick cut pork, just like the beef. And then the creme de la creme is our guy who makes our meat stuff really kind of looked at me weird. I was like, yeah, I really want to hurt people. And it's called the Grimm Sticks, Grimm, like Grimm Brothers, the fairy tales, and Sticks, Styx. These are small, like about half the size of a Slim Jim, beef sticks, but half the size of a Slim Jim. And these have reefer pepper, which is the current hottest pepper in the world, the ghost pepper, and just a little bit of, I'm throwing some habanero for taste. These things are really, really good. They're not going to blow your face off, but they pack some heat. They're really, really neat. So those are our new guys.
Well, now, can people get these new items on your website, defconsauces.com?
They will be able to get the stuff on the website after we put it up on the website. Now, the Grimsticks, I tell you what, I don't. This is a one-off. We don't know how they're going to do. If they do very well, we're going to keep a couple of packs on the side for online orders, but I'm not going to really throw it on the online until we know how these things do. If we come back with more, well, then more is available to the public. If they really do really well at the show, well, then we'll have to have a second batch made, and we'll make sure they're just a little hotter.
Well, I just had a great idea. You need to do a Stinky Pig Ponko.
Keep it there. It's in a strange place. Go ahead. Stinky Pig Ponko. Stinky Pig Ponko.
Yes, Ponko.
Okay, Ponko. What the hell's a Ponko? Sorry, Stinky Pig. So you want to granulate the pig?
Yes. Why not?
Granulate the pig, dude. That just sounds like something out of Soylent Green. That's bad. Granulating a pig.
Oh, well. Well, I know you're
okay,
excited.
I tell you what, clearly.
What?
Where's your co-host?
I don't know where the hell she is. I'm talking to him right now, I guess. But we do have our first guest. So are you done promoting DEF CON Saucer so I can go to the
I am for the time being. Now we got the psychic dude, right?
Yeah, the psychic dude. This is like.
All right.
This is Bring like the best guest. I like all the guests, but this guy, this is perfect. He writes me when we had that casting call, and he says, I'm a chef. I'm like, okay, so big deal. And then he says, but I'm a psychic medium. I'm saying, okay, you've got my interest. And he had to quit being a chef because there was too many dead people in his kitchen. So anyway, Patrick Fetters is our guest, and he's joining us here. And we press this button, and if everything's working right, Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine. How are you?
I'm great.
All right. So I know I'm making fun, and I know you've been a psychic for what, like 28 years, psychic medium?
Yeah, thereabouts. Professionally, right. I've been doing it for about 28 years. I've born right. with a gift, if you want to call it that, because I think everybody has the capabilities of, you know, I don't know if you want to call it you're opening your third eye or not. Everybody has the capabilities of seeing ghosts or hearing spirits or feeling spirits or smelling them, or however you want to say it.
Well,
my
third eye was always brown. That was last night's dinner. But
yeah,
that's
I was always thinking my third eye was something else different too. But okay, so is it true? You told me that you were a chef, and then I laughed, but seriously, were dead people coming into your kitchen while you were trying to be a chef?
Yeah, well, I would be doing dinner service. And the people that were coming to the restaurant, I'm preparing their meals. I'm working a line. I had like three or four other coworkers, line cooks. And all of a sudden, somebody's grandma's in the kitchen. And I'm like, who are you? Everybody's looking at me like, this guy's losing his mind. He's working too many hours or something. But... what ended up happening is that I did quit. I worked as a chef for 10 years. I quit actually about two, maybe three years ago, just because it was getting to be too draining. Because I'm working 120-hour week in a restaurant, and then
it's definitely
I'm
life-draining
being
ghost. It's definitely life-draining.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Because all that you're doing is you're feeling energy. I'm driving down the street, and I think I'm going to hit somebody, and that person's not there.
Man, you're like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it's a constant nonstop. You learn though over those 28 years, you learn how to kind of turn it down a little bit.
In Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2, you would have been great in the kitchen. I mean, a lot of dead people.
Oh, yeah.
So Patrick, so people can actually contact you on your website, which is patrickfetters.com.
Only if you're dead.
No, it actually talks to live people too, yeah. But can you do that over the telephone? Can you actually read them and have people really?
Oh, come on. You saw the Twilight Zone episode when the lady's husband called her from the grave because the line hit the ground. We all know that episode. Oh, come on, Frank.
Well, what happens is if it's over the phone, I do request a photograph of the person and then the photograph has to be within 3 days old.
No blood, no parent.
The client can just take a selfie picture and send it to me. And then we schedule the reading, and then I read it from there over the phone.
Had you there for a second, yep. It sounded like a person was trying to come in on the telephone. So, okay, I got to ask you. So you're talking to John and me. Do you get any vibes while we're on the phone with you?
I do. I obviously I get more of a skeptic from John.
No.
Yeah. But you know what? I deal with that on a daily basis. So it's not like it doesn't hurt my feelings. Because the thing is –
actually, no. To tell you God's honest truth, I did going through college or whatever, I did tarot cards. I made a lot of money off it. I did tarot card mm-hmm. readings for a lot of people, and a lot of people were really scared of what I told them. And so a lot of them didn't come back. I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, you know, repeat business is rare in this industry. Basically, because
die once, dude. It's not like you can't die again.
I just don't deal with just the dead people. I also I've worked for the FBI for 2.5 years and missing persons. So. It's also finding and finishing cold cases. Oh, never in the kitchen.
That's good. This is good.
You do find a lot of the dead children and stuff like that. But and that's just sad for the families. But the vibe that I get from you guys is that you guys definitely love your jobs. And this is more of a hobby for you. But, you know, there are people in this world that do what you guys do and don't love it.
Agreed.
So,
true.
I mean, obviously, it. Yeah.
It kind of sounds like my ex-wives.
Oh, no. I don't have one of them yet. I don't plan to. Better not.
So you get nobody to on their
my mother's going to kick my ass right now if I say anything more, so go ahead.
So but my question is, all right, so you're talking to us on the phone and you're getting the vibes that we enjoy our job and we do this, and you're right, we do this more as a hobby, but is there any dead people on either side of us is knocking on your shoulder saying, hey, say hi to John and Frank?
not offhand, but I mean, some of that is because I don't have a picture of you guys sitting in front of me either.
Well, go to Facebook right now and go.
Go to Facebook. Oh, that'll be interesting. Oh, God.
All right, give me one second here.
It's a bad shade of green. Put it that way. It's a bad shade of green.
No, it is a bad shade of green. We actually were kidding. I actually believe in mediums, and I'm making fun, but I'm not doing it on purpose. I actually believe in what you do, and if people want to find out more about your services, they can go to patrickfetters.com, and you said you had a special for people who are listening to our show tonight?
Yeah, so I'm taking 45% off my normal readings for an hour. So it brings it down. My normal price is $150 an hour. It brings it to $82. Discount. Now, I do run specials on Facebook all the time. And they can get my link from Facebook on my webpage too.
All right, here's my question, Patrick. So at some point in your life, so you said 28 years. So how old are you now? How are you? 50?
He's 24. Oh, no, I'm young. I'm 35. So
you're 35. Okay,
I'm 35.
So I'm sneaking up on the question. So you were 7 years old when you had your first experience with a spirit or a dead person. So how'd that all happen?
So I'm sitting actually. This would be like middle school. I don't exactly remember what grade I was in, but I took a regular deck of cards. Asked the teacher, who was actually a substitute teacher, like our teacher was out for the day, so we went into another class and she was the teacher. I never saw her, never met her, never had her first class.
Dead.
No, she was alive.
This is good.
But I asked her to take the cards and shuffle it, saying her date of birth to herself as she's shuffling the cards. I take the cards from her and I just start placing them down. And this is just a regular deck of cards, nothing special. There weren't tarot cards, there were nothing. And I told her exactly how her mother died, or it was going to die. So this was a projection.
That's pleasant.
And about 5 or 6, maybe actually 10 years later, I'm at a used bookstore looking through the stacks, and she comes up to me and she gives me this big hug, and I'm like, okay, lady, who are you? And ends up being the teacher. And she's like, you prepared me for the death of my mother. If you didn't tell me the way that she was going to pass, I would have been an emotional wreck. But because you did, I was able to take care of her, plan better, and have a life of my own. And that was
this is nothing Necronomicon.
No. And it was amazing though, because then you end up knowing that you're helping people.
See, there's another dead person trying to come through the phone here.
Yeah.
So now you did this and you think you were around 7, and then 10 years later, so yeah, I'm doing the math here. Let me think. Okay, you're 17. So the lady comes up and the teacher and tells you that you prepared for the death of her mother. Is that when you realized you had the gift?
No, I think I realized when I was 7. It's just it scared the crap out of me.
The thing is though, if you had done it with a pinochle deck, she would have died shorter.
Probably.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is I didn't know what was going on. So obviously my parents, if and when I told them, they thought I was having like a mental breakdown and like I was a schizophrenic and all this other stuff. But over time, you know, you meet with some doctors and they're like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with you. You just have this ability to see a spirit. And I mean,
you actually see them, right? I mean, they're not like just whispering in your ear or giving you signs. You're actually seeing them walk around.
Oh yeah, sometimes it depends. For the most part,
it makes for a happy kitten.
I'm going to say 80% of the time I can actually see a full on spirit. I can see their face.
Sure.
I can see the hear. I can see everything. But during like a mediumship reading, if it's in person, you typically get little bits and parts of that spirit's life. So you'd get like the letter A, and her name was Anna. And you get the smell of stale cigarettes. Well, Anna was
That's kind of like the co-host is supposed to be here tonight. Her first letter is A, and she's not here, so she's a missing person.
Exactly.
You went out there. She smells like stale bread.
Probably. I don't know why she didn't show up. I was listening to you guys before I came on, and I'm like, wait a second.
Well, you know, she was, I have to admit, I think she was a little scared about talking to the guy who's talking to dead people, so maybe that's why she didn't show up. But you're right. Her name's from the day, and she smells like cigarettes.
Nice.
Yep. But you get the feeling like I'll be sitting there doing the reading, and I'll get the feeling of somebody sitting on my chest. Well, then I have to figure that out as to be a lung issue or lung cancer. If I get a pain in my shoulder, they had a heart attack. So I tell that to the people, and they're typically like in tears within 20 minutes of the reading, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but this isn't over.
So if you get an annoying pain in the ass, that'll be you see me.
Maybe.
It could be. Very well be.
Yeah. With all my readings that are scheduled, I have no clue about the client. It's either booked through my assistant or we have another person that does it. And all I get is a name. Sometimes I don't even get the name. I just get an address to show up at. So there's like no doing research on Facebook or anything like that. But
so
you show up.
It's kind of like a ghost blind date. I mean, you have no idea that you get there.
Oh, yeah.
Who you're meeting.
I have absolutely no clue.
Yeah, she gave me the cold shoulder.
Now, do you have like any ghosts that are spirits that like, I don't know if the word haunt is the right word, but like bug you all the time? Like they always want to be like talking in your ear and always showing up?
Oh, yeah. driving down the... I'll be driving down the street, and actually I'm using a car that the radio doesn't work. I'm driving down the street, and all of a sudden the radio comes on. And I'm like, okay, well, this is so-and-so's spirit. I may not see him at that moment, but then you look in the back seat, and there they are. Or,
oh, boy.
You know,
like Alanis Morris set on a bad
changes.
Day. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Or the TV changes channels, or, you know, I lived in a house that I moved out of about a year ago, and there was this really bad energy there. My fiance knew that something was in the house. She just never saw it. I move in. She starts seeing it. And we start moving out, and I had, like, dye written across my chest. I came home bloody every day, scratches,
nice.
Cuts.
Oh,
and nobody
cool.
else had it. So it's like, it's kind of like being a magnet.
There's
a night, you know,
my
you
house.
Just walk.
I don't know. Maggie beats me regularly, but that's the thing.
So there are some mean spirits too, then, right?
Yeah, there are some mean spirits.
Everclear.
Yes.
Everclear.
Fireball. I also do investigations and things like that also. So you typically, the investigations are always the bad, the demons, the things that haven't crossed over and can't cross over
people.
For whatever reason.
Okay, now that's another thing. Everybody knows the show. I think it's called Touched by an Angel or something. And she was always having these spirits or something come along, and she was always crossing them over. So now, do the ones you see, are they coming and going? Are they like, have they crossed over, they come back? Or are you just talking to the ones that ain't got there yet?
So the ones I see are typically ones that have crossed over.
Okay.
In all reality of the realm is that it's all energy. You can believe that they cross over. You can believe if there's heaven and hell, however you grew up religiously. I grew up a Catholic, and I'm told that this is bad. You should not be doing this. But in reality, it's a gift, and I do it. So who cares? But I can see if you cross over, you can still come back. Because
okay.
your energy is
like
still
Caitlyn,
with
like Caitlyn Jenner.
That no, she's never coming back.
Nice.
Well, I mean, that energy is constantly around that physical.
John, would you, I think John, would you tell the dead guy to get out of your backseat because he keeps interrupting the show?
on the last comment, I was pissed myself. Leave me alone.
All right, hey Patrick, we've actually got callers calling in, and I'm sure they got questions for you. Do you mind taking some calls?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, hold on a second. All right, hang on a second. Here we go. This is, if this thing wants to work, I'll have a caller here. This is Grand Ideas Radio. This is 3436. Who's calling in? You got a question for Patrick?
Get out of the house.
What?
Do I talk to what?
outrageous.
I guess it's one of the ghosts calling in. Let's try another one here. Hold on a second.
They're back.
Sure.
They're back. Here we go. Hang on a second. This is Grand Ideas Radio 5347. Did you have a question?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this is Kathy from Ellicott City, and I am at a friend's house, and I was wondering if you can tell me something. Like, can you be psychic about a question I have?
I could try my best. It's a little difficult because it's through one phone call, through another phone call, through another phone call, but you're also welcome to
Well, I think the first one was like Satan, so we got rid of him. So
yeah.
Go ahead, Kathy.
The house.
Go ahead.
Yeah, at least you don't have Satan right now, right?
Right.
So anyway, I'm at my friend's house, and she had some company, and all of a sudden the guy left suddenly, and I want to ask you, I was sort of interested in him, do you think he's going to come back? Yeah.
His name was John Merrick.
Is he the tall guy?
Yeah.
Short hair? Okay.
Yeah.
So he's intimidated by you for some reason. he will come back. He'll probably come back within half an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
How do you know that crap?
Yeah, how do you know that?
it's the feeling. It's in her voice. That like I don't have a picture of her in front of me, so my accuracy could be like 80% on that. But just it's in your voice. I feel your energy, and
uh-huh.
I know it's a tall guy with a short hair, and he'll be back probably 30, 40 minutes.
Okay, great.
Arms.
Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
But hey, but he might be dead. Okay.
No, he's very living. He's interested. It's just for something she said intimidated him, and he had to leave the room. So
interesting.
He'll leave the house.
All right. Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, it is. You got to come back on because I got so many.
Oh, you got to come back on when I'm actually sitting in my house as opposed to sitting on the New York Turnpike. Or no, that's the Jersey Turnpike. I forget what state I'm in. I'm in a state of confusion.
Jersey Turnpike's a little bit faster than New York, so you should know. I lived in New York for a while. I went to NYU, so.
Oh,
I was born in
LA. It is very interesting, and in fact, John and I will send you recent photos so that next time you come on, you can do readings, and God knows who's going to come see you when you're talking to us.
I would love it.
All right, everybody, check out Patrick Fetter's website. It's www. just like his name, patrickfetters.com. He's got a special there. Do they have to punch in a special code to get the special?
They're just going to have to mention that they listen to your program and go from there.
When he makes a hanger steak in the kitchen, it's a hanger steak.
Yeah, when they call, they have to relate to the show and tell them that they heard me on it, and I'll give them the discount.
And the pain in the ass from Jersey who kept disrupting you. Yeah, just pain in the ass from Jersey. That should give it away.
That'll give it away. And by the way, as a chef, John, his specialty was cold cuts. Oh, jeez.
Oh, all yo, right. No, look at you. Look at him go. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Time to go, Patrick. Thank you, everyone. Check out his website, and you can find him also on Facebook. And he's got
Wait, no. Actually,
right
there's
there.
A Ramon what? Song about cold cuts. Gabba Gabba Ghoul.
Patrick, thank you for enjoying us.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good night.
Take care. All right. Yeah, fuck me. All right, John. I tell you what.
Dude, that was fucking awesome. That was fucking awesome.
Last week we had the paranormal guy, and this week we had the psychic medium. This is really cool. I love this show. All right, we're going to take a break. John, are you staying on? Because I don't have my other co-host, or are you going to be driving?
Darling, we stopped at Wendy's, and she's getting our wonderful dinner, and then we drive home with it. So yeah, I'll be on for a little while. Considering the A to the F, the C, didn't make it tonight.
Yes, exactly. All right, we'll take a break.
Read between the lines on that one. Yeah, where'd she go?
I read it. It's getting ready to rain here. We have a thunderstorm, so an appropriate song to go to break is the Dixie Still. The song is called Getting Ready to Rain. We'll be right back with our next guest, and our next guest is going to be talking about chili and barbecue and food, and who knows, she might be talking about dead people too. We'll be right back.
Dead people.
Thunder rolling in a southern sky.
John's over there eating a Frosty. Where did you get it, Wendy's, by the way, John?
Actually, no. I've got a double and a single hamburger. I don't need a soda, so I that allows me, when she orders the combo, to get two Frosties, because always treat your lady right, because they treat you better in the end. And that's not even a good joke.
What was that?
Maggie likes her Frosties. Don't fuck with Maggie.
Oh, her Frosties. I love Frosties. All right, we got our next guest. Her name is Amy Burris, and she's a lawyer, a barbecue addict, and a chili champion, and she has a YouTube channel. Welcome to the show, Amy.
That's a quadrifecta.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
Did you listen to our first guest?
I sure did, and I'm a little afraid. I was a little afraid he was going to give me a reading.
Well, yeah. The funny part is, how does it feel to be following a bunch of dead people? I mean, that's a hard act to follow. But Amy is.
When your brother's name is Cool Hand Luke, it's kind of easy.
I guess true. Amy, I really don't know a lot about you. I saw your YouTube site, and most of the people that come on my show, on our show, I don't know a whole lot about them anyway. But so tell us about Amy Burris. You're a lawyer, you're a barbecue addict, you're a chili champion, you have a YouTube website. So what exactly do you do?
And don't worry about, darling, don't worry about Frank. He doesn't know much about his guest. He can't even get a co-host to come on the show.
Exactly.
Well, I am an attorney, and I one day about 12 years ago, me and my husband, we were in California, and we went to a chili cook-off. And I was just totally fascinated, and I told him, I want to cook some chili. I want to do a cook-off. And he was like, yeah, sure, right? So we were relocated out to the East Coast, and we saw that there was a chili cook-off going on, so I entered it. And
nice.
We showed up with a Coleman stove, a pot, some equipment we bought the night before at Walmart, and we were going to go and cook some chili. And I didn't even have a recipe. So we show up at this cook-off, and I actually got second place.
No kidding.
And,
here's the question. Hey, Amy, when you were at Walmart buying the equipment, did you buy a few cans of Dinty Moore and you cheated?
Oh, stop it. Oh, my goodness.
You know,
I was just hoping she didn't divine Sam Walton to give her the winning recipe through a psychic.
I did. I had Sam Walton. Well, let me tell you, it was a very rough competition because the equipment we bought was junk. So we had
Walmart
knives. Our knives that we bought there couldn't even barely cut the meat we were trying to cook. So it made it a little difficult. But
there's a joke in there, and I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
Don't mention the word meat around him.
So we pretty much got the cook-off bug, and we cooked chili for several years. I'm actually a 7-time chili champion, and I was pretty successful at it, I guess, and we decided that we wanted to take our competitive cooking to a whole nother level, so we got into barbecue, and just like we did on the first cook-off with the chili, we got into a friendly barbecue cook-off down in Southern Virginia. And we showed up with some cookers still in the box. They weren't even put together. We didn't have a recipe. We didn't have a rub. We didn't have anything. So it was like our first cook-off in barbecue was exactly the same as the first cook-off in chili. We did horrible. We did get our meat out. We did.
At least you're honest.
Yes.
We won the whole thing because we knew Sam Walton. At least you didn't go that route.
That's
good.
Right.
But we just started competing. We started competing with we interned under John Atkins from Pigs on the Run, and since then we've gotten some other training. We've been trained by Rod Gray with Pellet Envy. And we've also been trained by Mr. Johnny Trigg. And we've cooked barbecue up and down the East Coast and loved every minute of it.
So are you doing chili and barbecue competitions basically full time now?
No, God no.
No. Oh, okay.
It is yeah. Barbecue is a very expensive hobby.
Well,
yes,
yeah, but you're a lawyer. You got plenty of money. You're as an attorney. I figured you got that covered, right?
Well, it helps.
Oh, come on, Frank. She'll sue you. Stop it. Slow down.
That's true.
But you know, I really love the competitive end to it, and
yeah.
We were out at a. We were camping and we were going to a potluck, and we did some ABTs. You guys probably have made ABTs before. They're basically smoke.
Well, potluck is usually in Colorado, but I mean, where are we going with this?
So I filmed it and I uploaded it to YouTube, and people started watching it. And they asked me for more, and I kept making more videos. So my cooking hobby, I love doing competitive cooking, but it sort of has changed over to my show just because
Jenna,
a lot
often,
of people
how often do you do this? How often do you do this show? The show on YouTube is called Amy Learns to Cook, right?
Yeah. Basically, I figured that I needed to learn to cook because I knew how to cook barbecue and chili. But really, my cooking was very
limited. You did see Quest for Fire, right?
I didn't think about that one for a second.
Yeah, I'm going cerebral on you, Frank. Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, you did. You did. You went deep in on that one. Okay, so you Amy learns to cook. So you're not doing barbecue. You're not doing chili. You're actually teaching people how to just to cook in the kitchen.
Yes, in general, my show is basically. I think I spent my whole life going out to eat so much, and I never learned to really learn how to cook. I can cook barbecue and I can cook chili, but, you know, my show is sort of about my journey of improving my cooking skills.
Yeah, let me mention your site, too. If people are listening and you want to find Amy on her YouTube channel, there's a link here. All you have to do is just click the link, and it'll take you straight to Amy's YouTube site. And how often did you say you do these videos?
You know, we film on the weekends. It's kind of been challenging because not only am I learning to cook, I'm also learning to make video. And, you know, for the, you know, the average person who says, oh, I want to start a YouTube channel, you know, there's a lot of that goes into it. And it's been quite an experience. And because I do have a full-time job, I basically shoot on the weekends.
See, it's kind of like radio. There's a whole lot of work, but John doesn't know anything about it. All you have to do is just call.
I know nothing about work. Screw that. I hire dead people.
He talks to dead people.
There's a lot of prep that goes into setting up a show, and I get it. You should change the name, though. Amy Learns to Cook and Video.
No, I think it should be Amy. No, no. Past tense. Amy learned how to cook. That means you've got
there
it under
you
your
go.
Belt.
There you go.
Well, you know, cooking is something that you spend your life learning and perfecting. So we're always learning to cook.
Yeah.
Well, there's hey. Something to be said for that.
I'm
we're
always. I learned
always
how to. I learned. Hey, I learned how to grill and barbecue a cheesecake just a few weeks ago.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's because you channel General Grant.
Yes, I did. All right, Amy. So I
yes,
asked
you
earlier. You couldn't hear.
Same beard.
You could. Yeah, I do have the same beard as General Grant. It's funny you say
you
that.
Do.
I was at a dead. I was at the dead people auction this afternoon. They have a picture of General Grant, and I do look a lot like him, John.
Yes, you do. And how much for the dead people?
Yeah, really. So, Amy, you didn't hear me earlier, but what is your specialty in the kitchen or the barbecue or in chili? What is your specialty?
Well, my chili, I have my own secret recipe, and all my
okay.
viewers always ask me to cook chili on my show, and I always tell them never, right? There's some recipes that I'll give away, and my chili recipe is not one of them.
No, it never should be.
My specialty, I love to make bread.
Okay.
I make a really good roasted bread. I love roasting. You know,
bread good, fire bad.
Bread good, fire bad. And hey, you know what? You know what, Amy? That fits in perfect because as a lawyer, you make a lot of dough.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I just opened my
all
mouth
right.
a little bit.
So if you
well,
guys want to find
in addition
Amy,
to cooking,
yeah.
In addition to cooking, I have become completely obsessed with kitchen gadgets.
Oh,
so I checked a lot
oh,
of kitchen
okay.
gadgets.
Well, you're going that route. All right, I get this.
Here we go. Yes.
So I do
kitchen
some,
gadgets.
You know,
should we even go there?
I'll scramble your eggs. I'll tell you what.
There's a lot of things you can do with a lot of things you can do with a spatula. Let me tell you. do you have a site for kitchen gadgets?
No, I mean, I review a lot on my channel.
Okay.
And.
Uh-oh. I guess General Grant took over.
Oh, no.
Amy, we lost her. Oh, we lost her. Oh, well, check out
did we really?
Website.
No, no, fine. No, fine. I'll give you a little piece of history here. Did you ever notice that, like, a penny, a nickel, a dime, and a quarter – they all the faces aim the same way except for the penny. Lincoln's look the other way. That's a life lesson.
Okay, so you're okay. I'm not even gonna go there either. All right. Thank you for sharing that, John.
Not a problem at all. I am here. I'm
all
here
right.
to help.
If you guys want to find out about Amy, we're sorry we lost her, but all of a sudden her phone just cut out. Check out her YouTube.
No, no, bye. No, no. She started finding her kitchen utensils.
And you can find more out. It's Amy Learns to Cook. It's at YouTube. Click the link, and it'll take you there. And, John, we're actually almost out of time anyway, and good luck tomorrow.
Hey, I'd like to thank the new co-host for showing. I mean, they didn't.
Yeah,
there's
right,
not a burp
know.
In that. It was great. It was great talking to you. And I'll tell you what.
Did you, hey,
come on
back. No, I have a question for you before we go. Did you have anything to do with her not showing up?
Nothing. I'm only from Jersey. Step onto the plastic.
Because she was all for it, and then all of a sudden she backed out. I didn't know if you guys were like had planned this, but anyway. Oh,
no,
well,
no, I think she got the bad terror reading for the first guy and ran away.
Must have. All right. Well, good luck over there at the New York Hot Sauce Show. And anybody who happens to be listening, get in that area, go check it out. What's the website again, John?
It's nychotsauceexpo.com. It's the fifth annual. This is probably one of the biggest and best show we do all year. It's one of those shows if you like anything hot, it's all there. And people have gotten very, very creative over the years on what how to spice things up in different ways. It's kind of cool.
And next week, we actually, Gina Metcalf, the crazy bitch.
Yep.
We got Gina joining us. And that's always an interesting show. She'll be joining us.
Hey, when the crazy bitch meets the crazy bastards, it's always fun, dude. Come on.
Yeah, and Stephen Todd, I forgot what Stephen Todd did. He probably, who knows, he probably digs up dead people. I don't know. But we'll be meeting with him.
Did you say Steve N. Todd? Where's the show going?
Steve N. Todd.
I don't want to see Steve N. Todd. That's not this kind of show. This is a PG show, Frank.
They were the ambiguous gay duo on one of those Saturday Night Live, I think, weren't they, Steve Todd?
Oh, so it was like Buttman and Throbbing.
Exactly. All right, we better go because we're going to get in trouble. Everyone, check out our show next week and the weeks to come. Thank you for joining us. And by the way, we are still in the top 10. We have been since day one, so thank you for listening. John, go eat your Frosty, or I'll go eat, you didn't have Frosty. Go eat your single, double.
I'm going to go eat my meat between two pieces of bread.
All right. Everybody take care. We'll see you next week.
Save that time. Save that now.
Drink some beer. Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Well, I've been known not to walk the line. I find myself drinking on company time. Pour me some whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey.
I want some whiskey.
Get up on the table now, break that bottle now. Drink, 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 drink. I could raise some hell and I could do it well. Ain't nothing to a boy that could dump a few shells. Going back in the back, old Jack in the sack. Head hitting on the dash while holding hair back. Now Johnny Cash rapped and he loved this track. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to
the table now, break that bottle now, drink, 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 drink. Hey waitress, go ahead and give me some, but if it ain't about whiskey, don't bring me none. And I ain't walk the line, cause I'm a rebel, son. I'm a tattooed redneck outlaw.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Shot, two shot, three shot, four. Raise your glass and hit the dance floor. Now put them on my tab and give me four more. One beer, two beer, three beer, four. Now whiskey and women gon' treat me right. I'ma raise a little hill till I see a little light. I get kicked out of bars almost every night because I live these songs that I write.